Good morning and hello, podcast world. Welcome to the Essence of Body, Mind, and Spirit. Today, I am going to talk a little bit about excerpts from Dr. Cindy Trim's book entitled 40 Days to Discovering the Real You. And I like this little book because, you know, it speaks to your soul. And in your quiet time, I think it's good to just kind of reflect on the wholeness of yourself and just ask yourself, how are you feeling? You know, are you in a good space? I mean, what is your level of joy for the day? I mean, if you could measure it. So today I want to talk about one of the many characteristic traits that she lists in her book. This one is called, it's called Godliness. And godliness, she talks about it beginning with the godlikeness of your thoughts, the thoughts that govern your mind. It begins by putting on the mind of Christ. And if you're a Christian believer, we're taught to put on the mind of Christ, okay? There are some action steps with this word godliness. And these are some really good bullet points that she points out. Number one, it says meditate on the following and journal what you believe the Bible is saying about you as a person. So here's the deal. God created human beings in his own image, reflecting his own nature. He blessed them saying, prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge. And you can read that in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. The second bullet speaks true also. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Yeah, and I could testify to that. Are you sabotaging your own success by the thoughts you think? Are you allowing those thoughts to interfere with how God wants to view you or view yourself? Are you giving someone else permission to lay things on you that aren't yours to carry and don't further you towards your destiny? So, people put labels on you and you're stagnated by those labels, and that prevents you from furthering your destiny. And so the third bullet is, are your past failures holding dominion over your future? Are relationships distracting you? Or worse, suppressing your godlike nature for greatness, significance, and love? Okay? So don't let past failures hold you back. So these are some of the action steps to consider for the word godliness, for that character trait, godliness. So let's discover those and we'll talk more. Thanks for tuning in to the Essence of Body, Mind, and Spirit.